I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say? Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys that use a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
tracks, clapboard bar, green grass, wheat field farm, three-digit population sign, pirate on the 50-yard line. White church, water tower, name on a shirt, 40 hours, we're all just living for quitting time. Take our turn on the carnival ride. We're all born to be free. We're all born to be great. We're all looking for the Hollywood sign and trying to find the interstate. We're all grown from the same old roots. We're all kicking in the same old boots. We're all stars and stripes and Friday night lights, living it up. Square plat about the Civil War. Hey, Mexico's miles from here, but the Texaco's got a lot of beer. We're all born to be free. We're all born to be great. We're all looking for the Hollywood sign and trying to find the interstate. We're all grown from the same old roots. We're all kicking in the same old boots.
Yeah, good evening again, everybody. Calling country, you know the deal. It's fine. Calling country. We got a big show tonight. A lot of stuff to do in 50 minutes. We will have our first appearance, hopefully, from Mr. Woods, Mr. Marquise Woods tonight. Will Gath is calling in again, talk about the election. We have a couple days now till the election. And so we will be talking about that for most of the show. And we'll see where the rest of it goes. I mean, that's fine. We'll see. But for most of the show, we'll talk about the election. So it's very close. Interesting numbers coming out. Donald Trump's probably the closest he's been to, in terms of having a chance at winning, that he's been in this whole campaign. Things Hillary Clinton expected to be able to be going on offense in the last week here, be able to go into red states, into Arizona, Georgia, Ohio, and Iowa, and try to expand her map. But instead, she is quite certainly without doubt on the defensive right now. She's going into Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, states that they thought, Virginia, Tim Kaine's doing two events in Virginia on Monday, states that they thought would easily be in their column are no longer in their column, for sure. I mean, they could end up being, but they're not right now. They're toss-ups. So, Donald Trump certainly has the momentum. Is he the favorite yet? I wouldn't say he's the favorite. If you had to bet today, if the election were held today and you had to bet, you'd probably still put your money on Hillary, probably. Although you wouldn't be crazy if you said you thought Trump would win today. A week ago, you would have been crazy. Today, you wouldn't be. The election's tightened up significantly. And yeah, he has a real chance. Looking at the electoral map, if you take a look at states that are positively going to go Hillary or Trump, you don't need to look at the polling. I mean, they're solid red, solid blue states. Hillary Clinton starts with a baseline of 182 electoral votes. You need 270 to win. In Trump's case, you need 269 because that would be a tie, and then the tie would go to Congress, and he would win in Congress because of Republicans. So Trump needs 269 electoral votes. Clinton needs 270. So she starts out with a baseline, a hard baseline of 182 electoral votes. She's not going to get fewer than that on election night. And Donald Trump starts out with a hard baseline of 163 electoral votes. He's not going to get any lower than that. So that leaves a lot of electoral votes left that are, and this is going on, if it's within about 5 points either way in the polling averages, then it could go either way. So that leaves Maine, New Hampshire, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Arizona, Georgia, they're within 5 points. I mean, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, all these states are within 5 points one way or the other. But if you want to include, be a little tighter with how we do with leaning, you want to say maybe within 3 points, we're going to say. So then you give, you go forward, you give Hillary, Maine, 3 out of the 4 electoral votes in Maine, because one is broken down by congressional district, and Donald Trump's very competitive in one of them. So 3 of the 4 are definitely for Hillary, and one is up in the air. New Hampshire, you can't call it either way. Trump has been leading 5 of the last 6 polls out of New Hampshire, which is a big turnaround. He was down about 8 or 10 points 2 weeks ago there. They're now about dead even, maybe a slight Trump lead, but you can't call it either way. I'm not going to put in either one's slight lean column. Pennsylvania, she's up a couple points there, but she and Bill and Obama and the First Lady, all their campaign people are going to be spending a ton of time in Pennsylvania. They're having a Monday night rally there. The night before Election Day, they're going to be in Pennsylvania, which just shows you that it is still up for grabs, so we're going to leave it up for grabs. Ohio, likely to go to Trump. He's led almost all the polls out of there. So we'll give that to Trump. Virginia, likely Clinton. North Carolina, total toss-up. Georgia, likely Trump. Florida, total toss-up. Go up to Wisconsin, Trump. Well, we'll go to Michigan first. Michigan has tightened more than any state, probably. That was a solid, it was a state Obama won by 10 points. It was a solid state that Clinton and the Democrats thought they had locked down. Easy win for them, they thought. No longer. They're pulling out there, showing it a tied race, showing her up a couple points, but she was in Detroit yesterday trying to rally turnout there. She will be going back on Monday. Obama's going there. Bill's going there. Trump is going there several times. Mike Pence is going to be there. So both campaigns are spending new money there. So it's certainly not a state anymore that is in the lean Democrat column. It is a pure toss-up, which is a shocking development over the last week. Nobody really predicted that, but nobody besides the Trump people predicted that, and they turned out to be right about that. So we'll see. So we're not going to put that in anybody's column because the way the campaigns are treating that state shows that it is definitely a toss-up. Wisconsin, Trump traded out a rally in Wisconsin. He scheduled one. He canceled it. He's going to Michigan instead. So it shows you they think Michigan's more competitive than Wisconsin is. We'll put Wisconsin in the lean Democrat column. I know I'm doing this map in front of me. I know none of you can see the map, but at the end of this thing, I'll have a new electoral vote total, so just bear with me. Minnesota, likely Clinton. Iowa, likely Trump. Go over to Colorado, pure toss-up at this point. It's tightened significantly. She's still up a couple points on average, but the Denver Post poll, one of the most reliable posters in Colorado, has it tied, and he certainly has momentum, so it's a toss-up there. New Mexico, despite the fact the Trump campaign says their polling has them leading New Mexico this week, there's no actual evidence, public evidence, to suggest that it is a pure toss-up and not a lean Clinton state at this point, so we're going to keep it lean Clinton. Arizona's lean Trump, and Nevada is a toss-up, because people are saying, oh, the early voting in there shows that Clinton's going to win, but the public polling shows that Trump's going to win, so it's true that Republicans generally do better in the polls than they do on election day in Nevada, but we'll see. It's a toss-up. So that leaves you, if you want to be stricter with what states are swing states, that leaves you 223 for the Democrats, 215 for the Republicans. Then you have Maine's 2nd Congressional District is an electoral vote, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Michigan, Colorado, Nevada. 2, 4, 6, 8 places with electoral votes that are going to decide the election. And several scenarios here end up with a tie, which is interesting. And several have it 270, 268, one way or the other. And actually, one of the Because ultimately, the president is picked by the people in the Electoral College, the people who make up the Electoral College, casting their electoral votes, of which there are 538. And one of them is a Bernie guy, and he said, no way will he ever cast his electoral vote for Clinton, even if his he would have to cast it for Clinton. He's a Democrat. He will be in a Democrat state. He's going to be casting a blue vote. He said he will not do it for Clinton, which he's allowed to do. He's a rogue elector. So if Clinton ends up with 270, it might be 269, in which case she doesn't win, which he would be the most interesting man in the country if she ended up with 270 electoral votes. So maybe she needs 271. We'll see. But so those are the swing states that remain. At the end of the, at the end of the broadcast, I will tell you which ones I think are going to go which way, and I will give you my forecast. The phone is ringing off the hook in here. Let me just take a call one time. Hold on. Give me a second. Yeah, hold my mic for a second. Hold on. There's a staff. All right, welcome to the show, Matt Gambetta. Matt, welcome. How are you?
Hello, Easton. Wow, that sounded so lame.
Wait, you just wake up from a nap?
I'm a little sick right now.
Oh, yeah, it's going around, isn't it?
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Did Notre Dame lose? I saw they were in a tight game with Navy. Did they lose?
Yeah, we did. They by did. 1 point. We lost 28-27 to Navy.
Wow.
So we are now officially 3-6.
Wow, you guys are one game better than Lafayette.
Anyway, why am I here?
Why are you here? You're here because I wanted to get your thoughts on the election.
Oh, my thoughts on the election.
Yeah.
Who
do you think's going to win?
Well, I don't want to say. It's going to be close.
It's going to be close. Wow, real profile and courage there. That's a good prediction.
Ah, I like the Kennedy reference.
Oh, thank you.
I would have said Clinton definitely, but then what with the emails breaking out again, I thought to myself, that's not very good now, is it?
Trump's made himself quite a comeback here in the last week.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
so here's where I have it standing. I just did probably a nauseatingly long breakdown of the Electoral College and where states are going to go. And right now, with being pretty conservative on what states are going to be swing states, not in terms of red or blue, but in terms of the amount of states I'm saying are swing states, I have it 223 for the Democrats, 215 for the Republicans, and the swing states I have are New Hampshire, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Colorado, Nevada. Those are the states that's going to decide the election. What do you think?
Okay. So, let's see. Let's look at your swing states real quick. So, with New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I think that's a genuine swing state.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the polls, like I'm looking at RCP right now, with them saying that Trump is either leading or he's tied with Clinton.
Right, right.
And
which is he has the momentum there because he was down 6 or 8 points 2 weeks ago.
True. Yeah. But at the same time, New Hampshire is historically Democrat. So
true.
We don't know if they're going to just keep swinging one way or another. They do have a few more days left on the trail.
They do, yeah.
I mean, it's hardly anything, but...
So, I think it's interesting when you look at where the candidates are going to spend their time. Trump is going to have two rallies Monday in New Hampshire, and President Obama, Monday night, will be in New Hampshire. So clearly both campaigns see that state breaking very tightly.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised that they're focusing so much energy on New Hampshire, mostly because it's only 4 electoral votes. I mean, if you want a swing state, go for Florida.
You're right. But that could put him... Yeah, so Trump has to win. If he wants to make this race interesting, he has to win Ohio, North Carolina, Florida. He wins those three, then you set yourself up for different scenarios where both of them Clinton could still win if she loses all three of those states. But Trump really has a tough path if he loses any one of those three. So he needs to win those and then pick off a couple states. That's what we're looking at. So, but New Hampshire's so important because you do this. I'm clicking on my map here. He wins his three: Ohio, North Carolina, Florida. He's up to 260. Let's say he loses Pennsylvania and Michigan. She's at 259 to 260. Then you got New Hampshire, Colorado, Nevada. If he wins Colorado, and wins that main second congressional district, he's at 269. But let's say he loses the second congressional district, he's at 268. He needs Nevada or New Hampshire then. And I think New Hampshire's a better bet than Nevada. He wins New Hampshire, he's at 272 and wins. So it's four, but there are a lot of scenarios where you go through this where those four either put him at 270 or 272 or 269 and make – if he wins, it's going to be very close, I think. It's going to be that 272 number or thereabouts. I don't want to give away my prediction because I don't know if that's my prediction. I got to click on the states and see what the numbers are, but it's going to be very tight.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as it stands now, I mean, let's see. I'm looking at the RCP website right now, and I'm just looking at all this gray with all these swings.
Yeah, no, there are a ton of them.
Yeah, okay. I think, well, he'll get Arizona, he'll get Georgia,
right.
No question.
Yep.
Nevada he'll definitely get.
Oh, I wouldn't put that in the column for him.
Really? I would put Nevada in his column.
Because I think almost close to 70% of the people who are going to vote in Nevada have already voted. And from the people that I follow who know that state very well, they're saying the trends are exactly in line with 2012 and when Obama won the state by almost 7 points. So in the public polling in Nevada is always more favorable to Republicans than the actual voting. So I think it's a toss up, but I wouldn't put it in his column yet.
Okay. In terms of Michigan, I think that'll go down.
Mm-hmm. Michigan, you said?
Yeah, definitely.
Now let me talk. Definitely.
Definitely Michigan will go Democrat.
But let me, go ahead, then we'll talk about Michigan. Because Michigan's interesting. I'll talk to you about that in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Pennsylvania, I think, will go Democrat.
And just to remind you here, my programs now are recorded, so this. What you're saying here will live on forever. If you make these predictions correctly, you could be a star.
They actually thought it was worthwhile to record this.
Yeah, okay. I am currently recording the show, so you will not be able to...
Oh, you personally are recording?
No. We have software that's doing it, but like I'm watching it being recorded right now. We're 22 minutes and 14 seconds into the show. I'm just saying, you will not be able to deny what you say tonight when you bomb your predictions. You can't say I never said that. Just continue.
Okay. So I said Michigan, Dem.
Yep.
I can see Ohio going red.
Yep.
Pennsylvania, I'm going to keep that as toss-up for just a moment.
Okay.
Nevada, if what you're saying is true.
I think it's a pure toss-up.
You think it's pure toss-up?
Yeah. But, I mean, okay. These are your predictions, so you do what you want to do.
Right. I think with North Carolina, I think will ultimately go red. I'm hoping.
Yes, yes, of course.
I mean, especially in recent years, it seems to be going one way or the other. But I'm going to be a little bit on the more confident side to say that it's going to go red. What other states are swaying? Iowa, I think, can go red.
Yep, I agree.
Florida, Florida's an absolute toss-up.
Yep.
Always has been. Here's an interesting thing. I would say Virginia definitely leans Democrat, but I'm just going to say that I don't think Clinton is going to have as strong a poll in Virginia as people think.
I agree. There was one outlier recently. It's an outlier, but a Hampton University poll out of Virginia, which is a reputable pollster in that state, had Trump up by 3. Now, certainly an outlier, but the race is, I think, a lot closer than people are giving it credit for there.
Right. No, I think Virginia is definitely toss-up because I remember, I can't remember the exact election, but I remember like McAuliffe and Cuccinelli. Cuccinelli was supposed to be down like at least 8 points.
Yep.
And he came within, I think, 1.
And the same thing happened in the Virginia Senate race.
Right. The same thing happened in the Senate race.
With Gillespie. Yep. He was down 10 points and he lost by a half point.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So, I mean, it's always favored Democrats in Virginia. I think that Trump still definitely has a chance there. So I would keep that as pure toss-up. actually, because I don't want to say for certain that that outlier is the be-all and end-all here.
Right.
But I think he definitely has a shot there. So right now on my map,
yep.
I have as definite toss-ups Pennsylvania, Virginia, Florida, Colorado, and Nevada. And the reason for Colorado is I don't know, I just have like a gut feeling that Colorado could go red this year.
I don't disagree, yeah.
I mean, but I'm going to keep it as pure toss-up because I know it's traditionally blue.
So give me, and make the calls on the toss-ups right now. Give me your final map. Election night is, you know, 3 days away. What are the final electoral totals for each candidate given to me?
Oh, gosh.
Make your call.
Make my call?
Yeah. Be on the get on the record here.
You just really want to put me down on the record so that you can criticize me in the future.
No, I'm going to go on the record, too. We got to compare our predictions.
Okay.
Is this like a life or death thing for you here?
No, I mean, okay. I was just clicking the map and changing all my states.
Okay.
So I put down as a Hillary victory 281 to 257 with Nevada, Florida, and Pennsylvania going blue and Virginia and Colorado going red.
Interesting. Okay, that's it. Gambo's on the record here.
That's what I got. I mean,
I hope you're wrong.
I mean, who the hell knows what's going to happen this election day? Everything seems so close.
Yeah. And Nate Silver, in his write-up of the election, made an interesting point. He said, 2012 was much more stable. On election day, their model had Mitt Romney as a 9% chance of winning. Today, Trump's a 36% chance of winning because there's so much instability in this election. In 2012, at this point, 3% of people were not supporting either Trump or either Romney or Obama. 3%. Today,
right.
That number's 13%. So nobody knows which way those people are going to break, if they're going to show up, if they're not going to show up. You know, the third party vote's so much higher, and generally the third party vote ends up being lower in actuality than it is in the polling. Which way do those voters go? I mean, there's so much uncertainty with this election that it's going to be an interesting night. It's probably going to be very close. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, I will be going to mass that night anyway. So,
well, you're good.
I will pray for the future of our country. After that, I will have a.
And you know what we're doing on Wednesday?
What?
You know what we're going to do on Wednesday? You know what we're going to do? We're going to grab our pickaxes and some bricks, and we're going to get down to the border and start building the wall. That's what we're going to do on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, you can buy your plane ticket to El Paso, and I will stay here.
No, I'm driving. I'm picking you up on the way.
Okay.
Get your shovel. Get your shovel and your hard hat.
I don't want to bring a shovel and a hard hat.
What's wrong? You're gonna get a paycheck from the Mexican government. You're gonna get some bricks, and you're gonna start building the wall.
I don't get paid.
No, we're gonna get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe not. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. You go and build your wall,
all right.
And I'll stay here.
All right, great. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you getting on the record. We're going to have Keese come in, and we'll see what we talk to Keese about. We'll see. But
all right, sounds good.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Pleasure.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Bye. Take care. All right. Matt Gambetta with his prediction, 281, 257. Interesting. I don't know if that, maybe it does, I don't know. That doesn't seem to add up, does it? 281 to 257. Well, we're not going to do the math on the air. It's not going to happen. Okay. Keese is calling in a few minutes. But also big news, of course, is that Kenny Chesney released his new album a week ago, 8 days ago, I guess. 2 Fridays ago, and so we're gonna play some songs from that if I can find them. So that's great. So we'll put on one of those, and then Keese will call in, and it'll be fine. We'll have a good time. We're halfway through the show. I think it's going well. So another one from Kenny Chesney, new album. What one are we gonna play? We'll play this one.
There's a trail smell of smoke coming out of a bottle. If you look real close, you can see it right there. A little tin roof bar down a path you have to follow. From a treasure map with the edges burnt from a few too many beers. We'll pull the ropes off the boat, we'll throw them up on the dock. We'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there when in your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like no. Bar at the end of the world. In that old seashell, you can hear the ocean. You can hear the waves crash and whisper in your ear. Little glow in the night is the last place open. And the house drink is a beautiful thing called make me disappear. We'll throw the ropes off the boat, we'll throw them up on the dock. We'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there when in your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like no.
We will have Marquise calling in any moment now. In the meantime, the Clinton campaign has announced where they will be putting ads in the final few days here. They are still going up with new ads. And it is in, I will get that in a second, it is in Michigan, Wisconsin, Colorado, Virginia, New Mexico. They are on defense. Hello, Marquise. Can I put you on it right now? Yeah, we're on there. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, I'm putting you on now. Welcome, join the program now. Jeez, I have to do all this stuff while I'm on the air. Join the program now is, for the first time this semester, from George Washington, is Marquise Woods. Marquise, welcome, how are you?
I'm fantastic, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. What are you up to?
I just got back from dinner. I had Qdoba. It was student night, so it was half off. It's pretty delicious.
It's pretty cool. Marquise, is now a prominent member of the George Washington community, as he has been elected. Although I don't know if we can call an election. Well, I don't know what you want to call it.
Wait a second, let me announce it
before you cut me off. Well, you characterize it however you want, but he's now the president of his Sigma Nu fraternity. So, I mean, I guess congratulations on that, I guess. So that's fine. Congratulations.
Okay, I'd like to clarify some things. One, they let the other kid run. So I did not run unopposed. There was an actual election.
What do you mean they let him run? Why were they not going to let him run?
Well, because of, like, GPA requirements and stuff, they were unsure. But then they voted to make an exception this time just because of, like, some different circumstances that he had. So he was able to run. So there wasn't an election. Oh. There were two nominees.
So what kind of campaign did you run? Was it a vicious, dirty attack campaign?
No, not really. I kind of just made a speech and then answered some questions about my goals and my platform, and then they voted.
Was it a landslide victory?
I don't know. I didn't count the vote. It was just a majority. That's all that was needed, and I won. So there you have it.
Is your opponent accepting the results, or is there going to be a recount?
No, he accepted the results, and there will not be a recount.
Well, are you guys on good terms now? I mean, that could probably make him pretty bitter. Yeah, watch.
No, we're on great terms.
Sleep with one eye open.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. We're very good friends.
Okay. Clearly you thought he wasn't going to do the job as president. I mean, that's kind of insulting.
Just because wait a minute. That's not how that works.
Well, I mean, yeah. No, you were running against him. So obviously you felt there needed to be opposition to whatever platform he was pushing.
Yeah, because I thought it'd be better.
Yeah, so you thought he'd be worse. I mean, that's just insulting. I'm just saying.
Okay. You know what? Fine. Let's go with that. But it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters now is that effective immediately, I will be serving as president.
That's effective immediately. So you're currently the president.
I'm currently the president right now.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I would love to see the pool of candidates you guys had to come up with you. That's unbelievable. Jeez.
I ran a great campaign of communication and engagement. So I think everybody took to my message.
What are your goals? What's going to happen? How long is your term, first of all?
My term is one calendar year.
Okay, so they'll be kicking you out next November 5th?
Yes, that's right.
You run for re-election? No, probably not. Right?
No, okay. It's one term.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know.
Well, what's your goal? What are you going to do?
I'll be a senior. So
yeah,
I'll
true.
Be, well, I think one of the things I would like to do is just, connect more with the GW community. There seems to be a distinction now between like the Greek community and the rest of the GW. So
I don't know.
Trying to bridge the gap.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I don't know if we needed that kind of detail into your platform, but just some general things, Is that
it? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. So okay.
That's wonderful. I'm gonna send the recording of this interview down to your fraternity, and if you're not impeached by Tuesday, I'm going to be shocked. I don't know what I'm doing. That's a real positive. Is that what you said in your speech? Probably not. You're saying things. What you're saying publicly to your people who are going to elect you, and what you're saying to me, semi-privately, sounds pretty different, if you ask me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, first of all, I was hoping Anderson Cooper would schedule an interview, but apparently CNN's not covering this election. They got another one to cover. That one's not important. This is the real deal right here. So they shipped me to this program, the Colin Country.
this election sounds almost as corrupt as the actual election. It's unbelievable. It's probably because you're in D.C. You're out down there with all the slime.
Yeah.
You're down there in the swamp. You know what we're going to do on Tuesday? We're going to drain that swamp, boy.
I think I ran a nice, clean campaign, and if you have anything else to say, you should come down here to watch it.
Oh, well, no, we're not.
Speaking of which, we've had numerous people request that you come back to visit. Can we get an update on your status?
Yeah,
be available?
Well, are they requesting it so much as they'd be willing to start a GoFundMe for my train ticket?
No.
Not that much?
No, it's like three people.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still a lot of people. I mean, I was only there for a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days too long. And for some reason, they want you back.
I don't know. Maybe we'll work that out next semester. We could get that going. That's fun.
Well, I'm coming to you next semester.
And oh, yeah,
there
true.
There might not be a virus going around.
True, yeah. Hopefully, there's not a virus. We had one going around now, actually, but hopefully not. Yeah, not enough to close school. That was great. I didn't tell you about that. You came to school, and the campus was dead.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no
problem. When you came here, I had plenty of things for you to do, and I go there, and there's nothing. Nothing.
Well, there were only like 100 people at school.
We had to round them up.
Yeah, well, I tried.
Oh my gosh.
You try, you did not succeed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's still pretty fun, you know. We went to Jimmy's Dogs.
Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, we went to Jimmy's Dogs.
You ate like six cheeseburgers.
I had two hot dogs and I think some cheese fries.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. It was Bacon Fest today, so you would have loved that.
We don't know about that. We don't need to know about that.
You would have gotten the bacon ice cream?
Well, unfortunately, that sounds awful, but unfortunately now that I've taken a new role, I'm no longer risk manager. I know.
Wait a second. You were risk manager and you were social chair, weren't you?
I wasn't. I was on the social committee.
Social committee. What? You had no record of accomplishment to earn this position. No record of accomplishment. In fact, the opposite. Record of systemic failures, if you ask me, in both of your positions.
Hey, I did my job perfectly. There were no incidents. I would just like to go on record as saying I'm the best risk manager that you're ever going to see.
Wow, ever? Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that's on the record. That will never leave the record.
As part of my platform, I'm restructuring. You know what? I'm going to make the chapter great again. That's what I ran on. I'm going to make it great.
It's not great
that's
already?
We don't win anymore. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah, you don't win, actually. That's true.
We had dodgeball today. We lost in the second round.
How many rounds are there?
More than two, because we didn't make it past the second one. So, there you go.
Well, it sounds like your term's off to a pretty bad start, if you ask me.
What do you mean?
You
almost didn't have enough. Due to some confusion, we almost didn't have enough people to vote, so the election results might not be valid.
Oh, my. This is great. What else is going on in your life?
No, we had enough.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. For the other election, we might not have, but that doesn't matter. Even if people don't run.
What else is going on? I'm thinking maybe next week or whenever you're ready and make your official announcement about, you know what you would be announcing. Maybe we get Mrs. Woods on the line here and we have that announcement over on the air in Call & Country. Maybe we get Pete on the phone too. We have a conference call on my program. Maybe Mr. Woods on here too.
I don't like talking about my personal life on radio shows. So
I think that would be great.
Well, it's like a story from my life.
I'll be Dr. Phil next Saturday, and we'll get it going.
That's just what else is going on with me.
Maybe we can get the Woods parents in studio. That would be great.
We don't need them. That's a separate conversation we're going to have.
Oh.
We don't need them in the studio. We don't need to come there.
Maybe we'll mic them up, and we can interview them, and then bring that interview to the show. We'll see. We'll get something going. It'll be great.
I don't think you could air that tape, though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, what else is going on?
Let's see. I'm changing my major again.
You're almost going to graduate. What are you doing?
I'm changing my major so I no longer have to take Korean.
What?
Call coming in.
Wait, what major did you have that you had to take Korean?
International Affairs. I'm changing back to Poli Sci.
Oh, okay. So, like, you already have plenty of classes for that, probably.
Yeah. So it's not going to be big of a switch, but unfortunately, I cannot stick out Korean any longer. Thank you to everyone who
hear a sentence?
Nah, it's fine. You
can't speak any Korean. That's too bad.
I mean, I can. I just don't want to speak anything right
now. Oh, sure. Okay.
I had a long day of making speeches and kissing babies and shaking hands. I'm tired.
That's like saying, oh yeah, I can throw 100 miles an hour, but I'm just not feeling it right now. Don't worry, just trust me. I can do it.
When are they taking your show off the air?
What do you mean? We got all this new technology now. My shows are going to... What do you mean? They're investing a lot into my show. We're boosting the signal. Might get a simulcast going next semester.
A simulcast? No one wants to see that.
I signed a new 2-year deal this summer.
With what? Who? How?
With the radio station, with WJRH. One of the great radio stations in Easton. No, they're not paying me anything.
You're doing all this for free.
My payment is the...
Tragic.
My payment is all the joy that my listeners get from 7 to 8 p.m. Saturday night. That's my payment.
Okay.
One of them being you. I know you enjoy the show a lot.
Yes. That actually made me think of something else.
Hurry
up. It is confirmed that this month we will be having our semi-formal So I'm going to need some tips. I'm going to call back next week. You're going to have to help me pick out you have to help me with some etiquette because I don't know what I'm doing.
Some etiquette. Oh, this will be good. Yeah, you call back next week. We'll go over some etiquette. When's the semi-formal?
November 18th.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, and I also don't own any clothing, so I don't know what to wear.
Wait, you don't own what? Nothing?
Any clothing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna... you're a disaster. A sombrero? Take that sombrero and a pickaxe and a shovel and get yourself down on the border and start building the wall.
I'm not building any wall. I had another call coming in from Chelsea. I just missed it.
Oh, okay.
An emergency.
Well, yeah, you can go check that. We've had enough of you. That's fine.
All right. But, sorry I didn't make it to the show earlier this semester. I was very, very busy. But I'm back.
That's fine.
I'm
well,
back now.
People were asking where you were, so it's glad that I'm sure they're happy you're back.
Yeah, I'm healthy.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Get off my phone.
Hopefully next week I have an announcement to make. We'll see.
Okay. Well, this could be. We'll keep everyone in suspense till next Saturday.
All right, dude. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. I'll talk to you later. All right. That's Marquise. Hang up. Okay. That's Marquise making his first appearance. It was probably a pretty good appearance, actually. He did a good job. So we have 12 minutes left. Will's gonna call in Will's calling in at some point, I think, or maybe not. We'll see. So we'll play. We'll figure that stuff out. We'll play one more from Kenny's album here. We'll figure out the Will stuff. We'll get him on for a couple minutes. I'll make my final prediction, whatever, and we'll end the show, and that's fine. It'll be good. So here's one more off of the new album. Well, actually, there's like a 20-second thing where you can barely hear anything. I'm going to skip forward here. Hold on. Turn this off. Well, give me a second. All right, here we go. New album.
Again. We'll love you and we'll hold you in our hearts there with the things that matter most. We'll never forget you, coach. Oh, God bless you, coach.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't know where Will is. He's probably somewhere, but wherever that is, I'm not sure. So we will get to the prediction in a second. The Trump campaign just came out with their 2-minute closing final argument ad. They're going to be airing it, I believe, in 9 swing states in the final couple days here. We can take a listen to it. Let's see what it is.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
So that's that. That's the Trump campaign's final 2-minute closing argument, I guess, to that's what it is, but they're closing argument ad. And the Clinton campaign probably is out with one. I didn't see it. I'm sure they have one, and even if they did, we're not gonna play it, so we're under no obligation here to be fair to anybody, so we're not going to be. But we'll get to the final predictions here. So Trump, what were we gonna do? Clinton's gonna win. I say Trump wins Arizona, Georgia. Those are in his column. He's gonna take those. Clinton's going to win Virginia. I think she's going to win Wisconsin. She'll win Minnesota. Trump counters that. He wins Iowa and Ohio. Oh, geez. Will's calling in. All right. We'll get Will's take on this. We'll get Will's take on my prediction. Here we go. Hold on. Yes, hello, Will. Let me get you on here. I think he's on. All right. Joining us now, I think, is Will Agathis here at the end of the show. Will, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm just going through my final prediction here. We'll reset this. We'll get of the Electoral College map. I'm going.
About every state. Who's winning New Jersey?
No. We're not going to go every state, Will. It's just going to take too long. I believe Clinton's going to win New Jersey, probably.
So, all right, fine. Battleground states. How about Alabama?
No. That's not a battleground state. I'm pretty sure Trump's going to win that one. Yeah.
Are we looking at different maps? I mean, I was looking at a New York Post map this morning, and they had Alabama's a battleground state. They said Hillary's got North, South Carolina in the bag. she's got Arizona. She's got Texas.
Oh, Texas.
She just has a really good foothold in all these states that are usually red.
So you're thinking Trump will be lucky to crack maybe 10 electoral votes, probably?
I think he'll win like two or three states. Like he's got Rhode Island probably, maybe Alaska. Puerto Rico has like two electoral votes.
Where?
Puerto Rico.
No, they don't have any.
Well, I think he'd win there.
Oh, you think he'd win?
Just in Puerto Rico, I think he's got that in the bag as well.
Oh, interesting. Well, maybe.
I mean, I'm just going off my sources. I don't need Reddit for that.
I see. So, okay, these are your sources. That's interesting.
Yeah, New York Post. That's where I get my political news from.
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, whatever works for you, we'll see if you're right, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll see where Puerto Rico goes. All right, so.
I saw you had a map that had 269 each.
Yeah, that would have been fun. But that's not my prediction. So Trump wins Arizona, Georgia. Clinton's going to win Colorado, Nevada, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Trump's going to win Iowa, Ohio. He's going to win the single congressional districts in Nebraska and Maine. He's going to win Florida and North Carolina. She's going to win Michigan. Even though it's getting tight there in Michigan, she's going to win Michigan. Trump will win New Hampshire. And they then at this point, they're at 264 to 254. The last state is Pennsylvania. And the winner of Pennsylvania will be Trump. I'm not going to say it's going to be Clinton. So it's going to be Trump. He's going to win Pennsylvania. He's surging there. He was down 6 to 8 points a couple weeks ago. He's now down anywhere. He's anywhere from a tie to a 3-point race in Pennsylvania. And the momentum's on his side. The Clinton campaign's clearly worried. The Trump campaign's going in there with new money. They're going to make 3 or 4 appearances there in the last couple of days. Clinton, Obama, Bill, the whole group is going to be in Philadelphia Monday night to try to get that turnout out, which means they are very worried about black turnout being down from where it was for Obama, which it probably will be. And if that's the case, Pennsylvania doesn't have a lot of Hispanic voters, has a lot of black voters. And if that margin's closer between Trump and Clinton and the turnout's down, their percentage in the state is down, which I think it will be considerably, that's where they win the state. They win the state in Pennsylvania. If that turnout's down and Trump's turnout with the white working class and the rest of the state is up, he ekes out a tiny win in Pennsylvania and the final margin, 284 Trump, 254 Clinton, and that's going to be it. He's going to pull off the upset. He's going to shock a lot of people and he will be in power come January. That's my prediction.
All right.
So
that's
there we
good.
Go.
Can't fault you for trying. I mean,
so we're on the record here with that.
This is coming from the guy that you know said Trump will be out by Super Tuesday last year. So
we don't need you bringing up prior predictions that went disastrously wrong. What was that?
Just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. Well, you know, I'm not out here making some crazy predictions that were made last time. You know, I feel like it's reasonable. If my map happened, it wouldn't shock anybody.
Yeah.
It's also reasonable that Hillary wins 300 electoral votes. That's also reasonable. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So, but Michigan could be just as close as Pennsylvania. You could flip-flop those two, I think.
Got it.
So what do you, give me we're technically, the show has ended, but give me your pick here to close the show out.
I'm thinking 269 apiece. Call the old, you know, 908 number.
Yep.
Pick up. They say, Mr. Gaffis, you know, we don't know who to pick right now. Who you got? And I'll say, I got Ben Janicek for president.
That's the way we want to close that out. I love that.
The Janicek and Gaffis ticket will run the house and go from there. I mean,
it'll be like the corrupt bargain.
I think you'll be in a good direction at that point.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be like the corrupt bargain with John Quincy Adams. If you get me the presidency, Will, you can be VP. We'll set you up for president in 8 years. It'll be great.
That sounds great. I really appreciate that.
All right. Thank you very much for getting on the show. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking me.
Yep, I'll be talking to you soon. Have a good one.
Yep. Likewise. Bye.
Bye. All right. There's Will Gaffis with his stuff. Sounds like possibly outside shot that I'm president in a few days, so we'll see. But thank you to Will. Thank you to Marquise. Thank you to Gambetta. There's your final number, 284, 254 Trump. It's going to be very close. Those states, Nevada and Colorado for Clinton could easily go for Trump. North Carolina for Trump could easily go Clinton. Obviously, PA for Trump could easily go Clinton. Michigan for Clinton could easily go Trump. So we'll see. All these states have polls out showing it tied. So it's anybody's guess at this point, but why not make a guess myself? So
We will be back next Saturday to analyze the predictions, Gambetta's predictions, my predictions, and then maybe some interesting talk with Marquise. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And enjoy the rest of your weekend and have fun on Election Day.